We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids. We're different.
Different skin, a different size,
but God loves us all the same. We're different, that's the way God made us different. Each and every one is different.
The things we do,
the places we go,
the way we dress,
and what we know.
Are different, there are thousands of different kinds of trees and lots of different kinds of fruits.
Today we're going to see how God uses trees and fruits to teach us.
Trees are all around us and everyone has seen them, right? We have lots of trees here in Maryland. I guess you've tasted the fruit of lots of different trees too, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's why God uses them to teach us. Remember in the book of Genesis, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
God used a tree to teach Adam and Eve a lesson. God told them not to eat its fruit, but they disobeyed God and ate the fruit anyway.
Sin was brought into the world.
In the book of Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist said, "Every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire."
John the Baptist wanted people to turn away from doing wrong. Trees that don't grow good fruit were like people who did bad things and didn't really care. We can read in Matthew about a fig tree that bore no fruit.
Jesus cursed the tree and it withered.
In the 6th chapter of Luke, we read, "No good tree can bear bad fruit.
Nor does a bad tree bear good fruit.
Each tree is recognized by its own fruit.
People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars.
The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart."
And the Bible says, "By their fruit you will know them." The good in our heart produces fruit, but not apples and cherries and grapefruit and that kind of fruit. It produces the fruit of the Spirit.
It's how we act,
how we treat others,
how we love.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk in the Spirit. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life.
And I talk in the Spirit.
I got
In the book of Genesis chapter 1 we read,
On the third day, God said,
Let the land produce vegetation and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed according to their kind.
And it was so.
God created each and every tree.
He made some trees to grow apples.
Some to grow oranges.
He made some that would grow very tall and live for many years.
Some with red leaves in the fall.
Some with yellow.
How did God do it? It's so amazing when you think about how every single tree has a different branch that comes up or a branch that goes out or a funny little wiggle in its trunk. Each one is different, the way they grow.
Only God could create such beauty.
Only God could make each tree so different.
Make their branches strong for birds to make their nests.
Make their blossoms bloom in the spring and make their leaves change color in the fall.
Only God could make a tree.
That I shall never see. Poem love me as a tree that looks at God all day, lifts leafy arms to pray, a tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her head. Her thirsty roots grow deep and wide, her branches reach to touch the sky. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. I think that I shall never see poem love me as a tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. Sees and see her colors change. Her branches feel the snow and rain. Her leaves unfold, her blossoms bloom. They dance beneath the sun and moon. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. Just a robin's in her hair. Her thirsty roots grow deep and wide. Her branches reach to touch the sky. Bones are made.
Said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener.
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit,
while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
Remain in me, and I will remain in you.
No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine.
Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
I am the vine, and you are the branches.
If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Are you connected to Jesus and growing lots of fruit for him?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's pray this week that he will show us the way.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you are the true vine. Without you, I am weak. With you, I am strong. Without you, I am lost. With you, I am safe. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me. Help me grow each day. Help me produce good fruit for you. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked,
or stand in the way of sinners,
or sit in the seat of mockers.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
On his law he meditates day and night.
He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season,
and whose leaf does not wither.
Whatever he does prospers.
Like you make Care to Kids possible.
Your prayers and financial support help keep our program on the air.
Thanks to all of you who have called or written us.
Contact us if you would like to order our music or any of our programs on CD or cassette.
Our address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
And our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.